Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, and Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Get updates and show information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Your host is former Command Senior Enlisted Leader for the Minnesota National Guard, retired Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. Whether you're listening on a local Minnesota station across the country on our national broadcast or on your favorite podcast platform, we're glad that you are with us today. This week, we are out here at Bunker Hills Golf Course recording at the 17th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. I'm going to be introducing our special co-host here in just a moment, but before I do that, I wanted to bring in Neil Freeman from Bob FM, station manager. Neil, you know, normally when we meet each other out at the state fair, you allow Minnesota Military Radio to come on, say hi, talk a little bit about, and here we are now. I get to grab you kind of as an impromptu. Let's get on the station, say hi to you. So, Neil, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Appreciate that very much. It's an honor to be on the program. Obviously, I've heard many, many episodes. We've carried the show for a lot of years on Bob FM and our sister stations, so it's a great pleasure to be on today and be a part of the big golf tournament here for the MMFF today.
Yeah, well, we do appreciate your support. We appreciate you carrying the show. One of 72 stations across Minnesota
that
carries the show, and I'm just wondering, you know, why? Why do you think it's important to you, to Bob FM, to carry this type of programming?
You know, we have been partners with the Minnesota Military Radio and a lot of veteran organizations for as long as I've been there, or at least had a say in what we do, and this is my 37th year at this radio station, so it's been a good long time, and I've kind of made it a part of our fabric of who we are. We love to support our Minnesota military families, our soldiers, and our first responders and their families. And, you know, if I'm going to have any sort of people that remember what I did here at the radio station, I'd like it to be that, you know, we were there and supported and talked about and did everything we could to support our first responders and our military families. And it resonates with our audience. You know, we're a mom-and-pop radio station in a very corporate world, and God and family and country are very important to us, and it's important to me. It's the way I was brought up, and I've been fortunate enough to be in a position where the owners have said, you know, do it. Do it what feels right for you, and that's one of the main reasons we do it.
And what's your network?
Well, we have 106.1 on the FM dial, and then 95.9 out of Forest Lake. 106.1, the tower's actually in Albertville, and then 95.9's out of Forest Lake. 105.5 is out of Albany, Minnesota, and 107.5, the antenna's in Faribault. So really, it's from Albert Lea to Alexandria. I think we have the largest footprint of any analog commercial radio station. Only NPR, I think, has a broader, you know, geographical and logistical reach than we do. So we're able to reach a big part of the state of Minnesota, and fortunate to do what we do.
Yeah, well, you know, people are going to hear your voice now on Minnesota Military Radio when you guys played on all those stations, and we appreciate that. I'm sitting here, and we'll bring this guy into the show here, and I'll do a formal introduction, but Tom Lyons, our founding host, has given me the finger, not the bad one, saying, hey, I really need to ask a question. So, Tom, go ahead.
Well, Neil wasn't going to say this, Doug, but he and his ownership and all of his employees, they have raised a boatload of money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. They were selling CDs for about 10 years, and now they're doing calendars. He's been out here to golf with me or golf in this tournament every year. Big supporters of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and a lot of military organizations. They've got somebody on every week that they're helping raising money for. They do the best job of just about any radio station I know of.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, Neil, we're over 400,000 now.
Wow.
That we've raised through the 12 years. So it's cool.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I know that you've got to get back on the course, and I just appreciate you letting us grab you for a quick minute here to say hi. But Neil Freeman, station manager, Bob FM, we appreciate all you do. I look forward to seeing you out at the State Fair again on Military Appreciation Day. I'll swing by and say hi.
We'll be there.
All right,
thank
awesome.
You, sir.
You get
bet.
To head the headset over to my co-host
pleasure.
Today. All right, Neil, take care.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, putting the headset on, making a little noise with the mic, is our co-host for today, retired Colonel Chaplain, Buddy Wynn. Hey, Chaplain, great to see you.
It is an honor and a thrill to be here today. Just a few months ago, Tom said, hey, we need a person to take over the golf chair duties. Are you up to it? I said, well, you know, I'm retired. I'm a man of leisure, so yes, I'd love to do that,
That was
Tom.
Almost a year ago.
Well, in between all the gardening and flower work that you do, right, all the other good stuff. But no, another great day. I know that you had a chaplain here to give the opening prayer or invocation, and you know he reminded us that he's in operations, not in marketing, right? Or what was it?
He's
marketing, not operations.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sales, not
sure
operations.
That right? Yes. Yep. And so, but another beautiful day. A little bit of cloud cover, but that's really nice.
Yeah.
And so you're the chair here for this, and you know we get a couple of more minutes, and I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to talk to a couple of key people here as it relates to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And, of course, the first one here is our founding host of Minnesota Military Radio and involved with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation from day one, right, Tom?
Well, not quite day one. We'll find out in a moment. The MMFF's been around since 2004. I'm in my 17th year, but we're going to meet the founder and chairman of the board, and he set this up in 2004. So we've been at it for 24 years, and we've raised millions and millions of dollars. And we've given out over 2,700 grants totaling $7.5 million to our Minnesota military families who experience a financial emergency due to service to country. And the gentleman that started this is sitting right with us. It's Bill Popp, the chairman. And, Bill, please say hello to Doug and our radio listeners.
Hello, Doug, and hello all of you radio listeners.
Yeah, well, he follows very good direction there, Tom.
He does good.
All right, so, Mr. Popp, I know that it's important, right? When people talk about, hey, where's my money going? How is it being spent? I want to make sure that when I donate my money, it is going to what they say the cause is actually for. And you actually have some information to share with Minnesota Military Radio and the listeners so they know when they support something like this golf classic, when they support in other ways, it's going to a good place.
It absolutely is. And what I wanted to share today was the actual impact that what the donations actually are happening to impact. So our definition of a military family financial crisis is a financial situation that will take the family at least a year or more of strict financial discipline to work out of. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of days, a lot of nights. Emotionally, in the family, everyone experiences anxiety, fear, anger, and uncertainty. That's going on during a financial crisis. The financial crisis negatively impacts the marriage. Money problems are one of the leading sources of marital conflicts.
Yeah, I see Buddy Wynn shaking his head in agreement over there.
Absolutely.
Sorry about that, buddy.
No, it's the truth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the chaplain. Yeah, you've been.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And when together we quickly pull military families out of a financial crisis, we're showing we love them. And when we tell the families that we help, that thousands of people and many organizations have contributed money to help because we know the sacrifices your family makes to protect us. We feel safe because you're protecting us daily and every night and always. And that reinforces the meaning of their life, their future, and makes them prouder to serve in the U.S. military. We know when we help one military family, we're helping all military families. So thank you to the thousands of people that support military families by contributing to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Yeah, no, we're great words there, Tom. And, you know, many ways to support, obviously, the Golf Classic's a big one. You know, this is the big thing for the year. You got a bunch of teams here. And I don't know, Buddy Wynn, how many teams are registered?
54 sims this year. Plus, we've got a slate of fantastic volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, this is a well-oiled machine here. And I know that, Tom, you ran this for a lot of time. Is it easy for you, Tom, to come here and not try to pull some strings?
I've been trying not to answer the question.
Buddy is shaking his head no.
I'm the coach this year. And we locked him in for the next decade. But we've been doing this for 17 years. It started with 3M. You're going to talk to them today. The bottom line here is, and you know this, you were a command sergeant major. When you're deployed, your family's back home, and they're having a financial emergency, you're going to get distracted.
Yeah.
If we can fix that financial emergency, you can get on with the mission and get home safe.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And for 17 years, we've raised millions of dollars on this golf classic. And you saw the names. And it's all the big
partners,
companies,
yeah.
A lot of yellow ribbon companies. And now we're transferring all that relationship over to Buddy. Next year, hopefully, I'll just be way in the back of the bus.
Yeah. Buddy, we know that's not going to happen.
Tom just gave me four words. Don't screw it up.
Don't screw it up, yeah. Well, you know, those are good words to live by, or at least aspire to live by. And in the radio business, you know, we can't screw it up either, especially when it comes to commercials and breaks. So we're up against a break here. But Mr. Pop, Tom Lyons, and to Neil, who's already heading out to the golf course, we appreciate all of you guys jumping on and just saying hi and sharing a little bit more about Minnesota Military Family Foundation. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Best.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. Here we are out at Bunker Hills Golf Course for the 17th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. My special co-host is retired Colonel Chaplain Buddy Wynn. And, you know, we had to get going with Neil in the last segment. Didn't really get to chat much before we get, you know, before we got that first segment going. I want to make sure I get that opportunity before we bring in our next segment guest here. But you got roped into taking over as the chairperson or planner or whatever
yeah.
you want to call it for the Family Foundation Golf Classic. But what I really want to know right now is, how's retirement?
It couldn't be better. My friends and I who are retired call ourselves men of leisure. So there's been a lot of gardening, a lot of time with grandkids, a lot of motorcycle trips.
Yeah.
Just enjoying this beautiful Minnesota weather.
Well,
but also enjoying the peace and quiet of winter.
A good friend of ours in common, she calls her retired husband that he's on OJ time.
He's on OJ time. That's right.
That is a great time to be
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I recently spent a little OJ time with him, too.
You did, yeah. Nice little motorcycle trip.
Yeah.
And well, hey, you know what? I just, you know, I've said it before, and it's great to see you out here, and it's just, I value your friendship so much. So it's always wonderful to see you, and what a great day, Chaplain.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and it is beautiful. We've got a streak of beautiful weather that goes back decades with
yeah.
this tournament.
Yeah, and so, you know, retirement, you said it's great, but you're doing some gardening?
Doing some gardening. I'm also working at the Minnesota Military Museum that's going to be opening up, the
yeah.
grand opening here in September.
A docent.
That's right. We're
yes.
training our docents. So if you're a retiree, if you're a school teacher who loves history, give me a call, and I'll train you to offer tours there at the
yeah.
new museum.
And you've got some big events coming up at the museum here. You've got the grand opening.
Yep, grand opening. It's starting on September 9th, going all the way through the 13th. These are going to be ticketed events on the Saturday and Sunday because we're expecting so many
yeah.
people. We've got to manage that. So Randall Dietrich and Kevin Olson are doing a fantastic job getting ready
yeah.
for that. And, you know, it's the little things at the end that that try to take you out. So those guys are doing fantastic work.
Yeah, I got a email from Kevin Olson reminding me about it. We're actually going to have him on the radio show, I think, during one of our state fair shows. But I'll be up there on the September 11th for the official program.
And, I'll see you there.
Looking forward to that and look forward to seeing you there. All right, well, you and I can chat
yep, we will.
Offline here, too, but we got to bring in our guests here, you know, great supporters of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And, you know, Tom mentioned in the last segment really kind of started with some partnership with 3M. And so I want to bring in Tim McElroy, who's the 3M Military Support Network on the 3M Military Support Network, and you're also a board member of Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So, Tim, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Doug. It's so great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And, you know, you brought a guest this time around, and so I don't want to spend too much time rehashing all of the stuff. Obviously, we want to know a little bit about the military network. But as you kind of told me as we were talking before we came on the air, that really that support network can't happen without support of some internal leadership. And you brought someone today that you really want to introduce who's been instrumental in that.
That is so true. We have been so blessed with fabulous executive sponsorship for the Military Support Network. And we have one of the really astute executive sponsors with us here today because he has done some fabulous things for us ever since our inception of being a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon company, which goes way back to 2009. But I have with me today Mark Kopman. He is our Senior Vice President of New Ventures at 3M. He's also a naval aviator and has just been with us through the thick and thin as we try to continue to support our 3Mers who serve our country.
Awesome. Mark, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being here. And obviously, you know, for being that person who is an executive sponsor for something like that military support network at 3M. I mean, I know how important having leadership say, yes, we support this and we want to do this. So why? Why is that something that you said, let's get behind?
We have lots of veterans that work for the company in our factories in Hutchinson and Cottage Grove and Alexandria and across the country. And so veteran membership and the military support network is really important to them as they navigate reserve duty, retirement, and other things. And so it's been an invaluable resource across the company and across the country.
And is this a company culture, meaning there really was no hesitation when this idea of a military support network came up? It was, yeah, we're going to do this. The company leadership at all levels has said they want to support. Is that kind of the way it is?
Yeah, Tim can talk to that. I mean, Sandy Masterson,
right?
When she came with the idea, there was unanimous support among executives to drive that forward.
It was fabulous. So, again, the support network began out of tragedy when Connor Masterson was killed in action in Afghanistan in April of 2007. And so Sandy brought together a group of people and just felt like we needed to help support others who might have been or unfortunately become a Gold Star family member too in our company. And right off the bat from our CEO at the time, Mr. Buckley, he said, we're all in. Mm.
And so how then do you get connected with MMFF? Right. I mean, obviously, you're doing the support network inside of 3M, but how do you now become, you know, part of this organization, of which I know Buddy Wynn is saying, we're so glad you're a partner.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's Tom Lyons again, right? He has his claws on many people, that's for sure.
And as you said, claws, you got to put your hands up, you know?
But Tom and I met at a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Network function years and years ago, and they were holding their very first golf classic at Deer Run. And we participated as a foursome. We sponsored a foursome. And then after we did that, I approached our 3M foundation, and we had Tartan Park, which had 27 holes at the time out in Lake Elmo. And I approached them, and I just said, hey, what do you think about if we donated our golf course for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation? And again, executive support, thumbs up all the way around.
Yeah, what a gift.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we've all worn uniform. We're used to, you know, going to challenging places with limited resources. In order to become certified as a Yellow Ribbon company, you had to check a lot of blocks, and you had to meet a lot of requirements and then get validated. I understand you took a heck of an adventure to be a part of that ceremony. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they decided to do the ceremony. The governor was going to fly in on his jet, and we had to meet him in International Falls. And so I was scheduled to fly into International Falls, and the flight was canceled, like it typically is. And so I asked for the nearest alternative, and they said, well, you can fly to Bemidji and drive. So I did that.
Yeah.
It was a very scenic drive.
And it was still a half a day from Bemidji to get there.
It was still a half a day from
Bemidji. Planes, trains, and automobiles got you there.
It was fabulous. So.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. You got there, though.
Got there. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about is we just completed a very successful 3M Open. And at the Open, the Friday is Folds of Honor. And we've been very close with Huntington Bank, with Folds of Honor as sponsors. And the governor was there for the flag raising in the morning. And it was a wonderful day.
Yeah, so fantastic. You guys obviously then, you support the cause. And it doesn't matter who it is. What the organization is, I'm assuming, if they're doing the right things, you guys want to find a way, if you can, to support that. So we do appreciate that.
I love that is really a reflection of their organization's values as well.
Yeah.
What we gain from the service of our men and women in uniform, we benefit from directly as individuals, as communities, and so we have a duty than to give back and to support them. So thank you to 3M for your
honored.
Incredible support.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, really, we do appreciate that. We appreciate you guys coming out, and I think you guys are golfing, right? Or did you just swing by just
Mark
for
Mark is going to be the golfer today.
Okay, all right. You're the escort then?
I am.
Carrying a bag or telling him which club to use?
Well, I won't be doing that. Okay, no sure. He's great.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope that you have a great great time out there on the golf course. And, again, we really do appreciate, you know, the support you give to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, obviously, and really where it all started, out of tragedy, finding some goodness and taking care of those that continue to serve inside your organization and beyond. So thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
All right. We appreciate that. That's Tim and Mark from 3M. And buddy, we're wrapping up here this second segment. We're going to have a guest coming up here. A person that's been on the show before, Don Kerr, is going to join us. And then later on, we got a friendly voice in Chuck Haas.
Man.
And also Ed Suarez talk about a couple of things going on that they've got happening out in Hugo. And it's going to be a fun time, isn't
great,
it?
Great, great guys. Great organization. Shoot for the Troops has been an incredible support of the MMFF. It's so great to be surrounded by so many wonderful friends and service members, families, veterans. It's a family. I'm retired. But I keep coming back to stuff because the Guard is family. We know that, and it's just always great to get back together.
Awesome. All right. Well, once again, thanks to our guests from 3M, Tim McElroy and Mark Copen. Hey, Chaplain, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham. My special co-host today is retired Colonel Chaplain Buddy Wynn.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know what? Here we are. We're out here at Bunker Hills Golf Course. It's the 17th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. You know, Chaplain, we have, you know, obviously we're in our third segment now, but what a great story about Tim McElroy and Mark Kelpman and, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What a great visual.
Yeah, you and I have been there.
You
know, you don't know where you're going, how you're going to get there, when you're going to stop, and you just make the most
of
it.
But you know you got to get there.
You got to get there.
And I think a normal person might have said, you know what, this is just in the, like, too hard to do bucket.
Too much.
But I get it from Mark that this was so important to be at this declaration, a place where it's important for really the state to know, our community to know that they support our military, our service members, their families, the whole community, and getting that recognition was just too important to miss.
Absolutely. And, you know, Doug, that's what our service members do every day. They identify problems, and they stick with it till they find a solution, and that's why the MMF exists, in order to support them in that great work.
And, you know, you talk about that, right, finding that solution, and Mr. Pop talked about, you know, that, hey, we're going to look for something that might take a year or longer to fix or to support. And I'm just wondering, you know, from your experience with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, what kind of impacts have you seen?
It's the individuals that get the bridge from where they are to where they're trying to get, and they just don't have the resources. Someone that has a financial problem is not a failure. That's not someone who has missed it or dropped the ball. They just had an unfortunate event. It happens to so many people. If we can get them to where they're going, I mean, there's nothing going to hold them back. And we hear that feedback from people all the time.
Yeah, we do. And one of the persons, well, for this segment, I want to make sure we talk about, we got another board member from the MMFF here with us, and not a stranger to the program. As a matter of fact, not a stranger to our military community, a longtime member with the Minnesota National Guard, retired as a colonel. And when after retired, went on to be the executive director of the Department of Military Affairs.
Second career.
Second career, retired from that. Now is retired, but then became a board member of Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So, Mr. Don Kerr, welcome to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you all. A privilege to be here.
Yeah, well, the first thing I need to know is how's retirement and how much time are you spending in your pool?
A retirement is awesome. I'm spending time in the pool every day that it's not. There's no lightning. I'll even swim in the rain, frankly. And I'm playing a lot of golf, which is good.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of it. And I've got some board activities with the MMFF that they don't take a lot of time, but they are very meaningful, and I'm happy to be doing them.
Now, did you become a board member because you just were that bored? I mean, or, what is the nexus? Why in retirement are you wanting to take on something else to do?
Well, from a personal perspective, because I was the executive director of the Department of Military Affairs, as you probably know, I think everyone knows out there, MMMF does receive, actually, they process board grant funds that come from the Support Our Troops License Plate Fund. Mm-hmm. And so I was on the other end of that doing the financial oversight and reviewing what the board did. So I was well aware of the activities of MMFF, and I know what a great organization it is, and I was interested in becoming involved in that, and they kind of worked on me for about a year before I retired to make sure that I was thinking about that, and I'm really glad that I did it because it is very rewarding, and it's I bring a different perspective because I saw the other side of it with the state funding and, of course, the activities in the National Guard. So I kind of bring some things that other board members don't have a background on to the board.
Don and I actually served on that board together, right? We were in that decision chain when that money came
and
down.
I did some of that stuff for a while.
You
as
did.
Well.
That's all three of us. So now it's unique that Don and I are on the other side asking for and receiving, you know, that funding in order to care for our service members.
So, Mr. Kerr, you know, tell us about that. I mean, obviously that's a strength because you understand that side of the business, and then now you're seeing this side of the business. Are there some, like, dots that have been connected that really give you real good clarity now about really how much good work this organization is doing?
Well, I think I was pretty clear on it before, but what's really been highlighted for me is how inflation is affecting the activity. So when we initially set up the Support Our Troops Fund, there was a statutory cap of $2,000 per grant that the legislature put on that, and we ran that out. And a few years after that, it became apparent that that really was too low of a ceiling because you couldn't get very much done. And so we moved that up to about $4,000. Well, it's not about, it's $4,000 of state funding that can be used on any particular grant. And then any amount above that, MMFF makes up for. And that's the importance of events like today, the fundraising activities. Even though there is some state money coming through MMFF to those grantees, their needs are so in excess of the $4,000 cap. And a few years ago, the board actually came to the agency to discuss legislation to increase that cap. The challenge with that is you need the money coming in to be able to make the grants.
Right.
And the license plate sales aren't sufficient to increase that gap. So that's why MMFF doing its own fundraising is so important because it gives the foundation the ability, the financial ability, to actually meet the needs of our service members. That I'm trying to remember in the last year how many grants were for $4,000 or less, and it's one or two out of scores.
Yeah.
So that's really a factor today that this, if we weren't doing this fundraising to give resources to MMFF to be able to provide those grants, we wouldn't be able to provide the help that we...
I think that's an important distinction to make, right? Because you do receive money from the state. It's legislatively approved and mandated, right? Mm-hmm. But if there's a restriction on there, and you know, Chaplain, because you've spent years counseling and helping and supporting our service men and women who are in a time of need, and you've got to provide some spiritual counseling, sometimes financial counseling.
Right.
$2,000, as Mr. Kerr said, that's a small amount of money. You have to come up with it somewhere. And if somebody has this attitude of, well, you're getting free money from the state, why should I give to you? That's really not the case.
Put on the uniform, and then you can have an opinion.
I mean, there you go, right? Just drop the mic right there.
Yeah.
But the other aspect of that, MMFF doesn't really receive money from the state. What we do is... we provide pass-through grants.
Sure.
So it doesn't actually, it's not an, there are no state assets for MMFF. We simply get reimbursements after we make payments.
Okay, another great distinction to make, up to whatever the dollar amount is.
Correct.
And because you want to support our men and women in uniform, that if the amount is more than what the cap is, you want to find a way to support that. And maybe it's internally or maybe it's another organization. Do you have other orgs that you partner with to help support our men and women in their time of need, our service members?
Yes, but not really through us. So we are one of the resources that really the family assistance centers that are DOD funded around the state, that's really the first stop. And they do a lot of that gatekeeping to try to take the need and assign it against a resource that may be the most helpful. And so those family assistance centers really do the lion's share of the work. There's a whole team working for the National Guard that looks at those and then determines, okay, this kind of resource we have available. And then they're the ones that forward the request to MMFF or to other entities.
Yeah. And on our next segment, we're going to have one of the entities that is a huge supporter across the state, not just in Hugo. Chuck Koss will be joining us. So, Yeah, I mean, Chaplin, obviously you got an opinion there, huh?
Years of friendship and support and working together. And offering, you know, good weather for Shoot for the Troops events, you know.
We're going to talk to him and Mr. Ed Suarez in the next segment. But, you know, Mr. Kerr, we pulled you off of the golf course, and I know that, you know, you want to get back out there. So in this last minute here, I'm just wondering if you have some, like, key message or one thing you really want listeners to know when they're considering taking that hard-earned money they have and donating it to an organization. Everybody's looking for money, but MMFF, tell us a little bit more and why this is the right choice.
We're not exclusive in this, but we really are a great example of having extremely, extremely low overhead. The money that comes to MMFF, virtually all of it, that's goes right. back out to support service members at some point. So it goes into savings for a while, but that's what it's dispersed for. It's not being spent on a bunch of flowery stuff.
Or staff.
Or staff.
No, because Tom strong arms people, and so does
that's
Mr.
Right.
Pop, right?
That's right.
That works. That's exactly right. Yeah. I wouldn't say strong arms, but they're very persuasive.
Yeah,
I'll mention that. The board members are all volunteers. The amount of time that Tim and Sue Kennedy put into, you know, the financial aspects of this and the accounting, that's on their own time, and they're to be commended for that.
Yeah, it's great to have great volunteers and people that believe in the cause and support it. So, Mr. Kerr, thanks for letting Chaplain Wynn pull you off of the golf course day to come and talk to us. Appreciate what you do supporting. Hey, good luck on continued retirement, and stay safe. Have a great rest
of the
day.
We'll see you again
soon. Thanks. It was my privilege to be here.
All right, Chaplain Wynn, we're going to take another quick break,
and
then we'll come back. We'll talk to Chuck Haas and Ed Suarez.
Look forward to it.
All right, this is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. My special co-host today is Chaplain Colonel Retired Buddy Wynn. We are out here at Bunker Hills for the 17th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Great to see someone from the past, Chaplain. Don Kerr again.
Yeah, we've worked together for many years.
Yeah.
And it's great to have him out here. He's golfing on a beautiful Minnesota August morning.
Yeah, well, in a wealth of knowledge, I know someone I depended on often in my time serving, first introduced to him back in my recruiting days.
Is that right?
He was, I think, the executive officer at the time or something like that. Sure. So it's been a hot minute. I mean, this is back in like 1990, I don't know, six or something. I don't know.
It
was
a minute.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. Yep. But we've only got a short amount of time here with our next guest. We want to make sure we bring him in. And I want to let you have the honors of bringing in our partner from Hugo.
Yeah, our partner from Hugo is a gentleman who has really raised and been, and he'll never say it, and he'll deflect, but I'm going to say it anyway. He has, through his leadership and commitment, raised up a cohort, a volunteer group that is second to none. I mean, when there is a need, a unit has a need, they're asking for care packages, or they, you know, he calls together partners to package those care packages, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's the fundraising, it's the burger nights. It's the relationships that he has created and sustained over years and years and years. I started full-time as a chaplain in 2013. Chuck was one of the first guys I met, and so we've been in that relationship for a long time. He always told me, never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly. So that's wise advice. So we're honored to have our very good friend Chuck Haas with us today.
Welcome again to the program.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that I want to point out is I get your newsletter, and you do your Red Friday news reports or newsletters, and you know, you get the update for the week. Here's what I'm amazed about what you do out in Hugo. You're across the entire state. You are not just isolated to Hugo in that area. I mean, everybody anywhere, if they need help or assistance, they know when they call you, send you an email, ask for something, you're going to do everything you can to support that.
That's
a huge testament to you and to the team you've built.
Well, thank you. We are just a support group in Hugo, military folks, connections to the military, people in the community. My biggest task is calling the second, third, and fourth people back and saying, thanks for wanting to do this, but you weren't fast enough.
Well, it's funny because I'll get the email, hey, I'm looking for a volunteer, and 2 minutes later, volunteer position filled.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy.
Early on even, this is years ago, I remember exactly what you said, you know, somebody's refrigerator out there, their loved one was deployed forward in the combat theater, and you had to turn away four brand new refrigerators because the need was filled so quickly.
It's just amazing. And Chuck, I mean, obviously a testament, but how? How does that happen? What is it? Is it something in the water, the people you know?
I think there's a great spirit out there. They want, people want to help. They just need a connection, and that's what we're networking. We're telling the people the opportunities. So that's the Red Friday report. People know what we're doing, knowing about the volunteer opportunities. If I have a need, I send it out to all those people, and it's well, like advertising. You got to do it repeatedly, repeat. That's why we do it every Red Friday, every Friday, every Friday.
So one of the things Chaplain Wynn talked about was the hamburger nights. And I, you know what? I hate to admit this, but I have yet to make it to one. I always have great intention to get out there. It's
the
a long drive.
I know.
So you're going to guilt me into it. But tell me why and how. What a great opportunity.
You and Tom Lyons need to come.
There you go.
Perfect. Hamburger night, you just had a huge one.
Oh, Culver's was our sponsor. They're just wonderful supporters in our community. They said, everybody can come and have a free burger. And last year was the first year we did it. We served 350 people. This year we served over 400 people.
And it happens on a Monday night. What's the protocol or the battle rhythm?
It's the fourth Monday of every month, and it's from 5 to 8.
Yep, and it takes place where?
At the Hugo American Legion.
So there you go. Everybody's hearing it right now. Let's get that up to 600-700 people walking through there.
You're going to kill my kitchen staff. Oh, we'll do that if you come and cook burgers.
You know what? Let's set it up, and I'll get out there. I'll bring my whole family with, okay?
Right up Interstate 35.
Yeah,
easy to find.
It is easy to find. I've got no excuse. Chuck, I want to make sure we get our next guest brought in, but this is an organization that you've got some partnership with, and that's Shoot for the Troops. And Ed Suarez, he's been a part of this thing for, well, Ed, since when? You know, I mean, like, tell us a little bit about it.
I started volunteering with the group back in 2009. I think that was almost their first or second shoot. And I was just supporting. In fact, for a while there, I would fly a couple of flags and deployments, and we'd auction them off for people there. But I knew that the original founders of Shoot for the Troops had it in their heart. They wanted to make a difference in the veteran community. And it started in St. Cloud, but we're not really St. Cloud-based anymore. We kind of support organizations that support veterans, service members, and families all over the state.
And one of the organizations that you do support is Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You were telling me that a large portion of what you raise year over year will always go back to MMFF. What does that look like?
It's so 60% of everything we raise on our annual shoots goes to MMFF.
Okay, so someone's going to ask the question, so I'll just put it out there. Well, that leaves 40%. Is that money goes into your pocket? What happened to that?
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, no, it would never go in our pockets. So we support MACV, all right? And everyone knows MACV is really kind of set the bar in terms of how we get after veteran homelessness. So half our donation supports their general mission, and then the other half supports the Women Veteran Homelessness Program. So their golf tournament every year. Salute to Service Women. We donate to that every year. St. Cloud Stand Down has been a long-time recipient of our support over the years. Obviously, Hugo Yale Ribbon through Chuck because of the veteran hunts he puts on. So a portion of our money gets raised. We help support the youth hunt and the veteran hunt that he puts on every year because it's a great way to connect with people who come back with deployments. Recovery Community Network out of St. Cloud, they deal with substance abuse, and the money gets earmarked for veterans that are dealing with substance abuse. And then lastly, the Veteran Resilience Project that does the EMDR light therapy. So we support a variety of organizations, support those that are currently serving, those that are veterans and their families. And we're really proud of the work we've done the last year. In fact, MMFF in the last 3 years, we've given over $100,000 in the last 3 years just to MMFF alone.
Thank you so much.
That's unbelievable.
Because we know how impactful it is.
Chaplain, one of the things that amazes me as we talk to people on this program, we talk about who they support, and it's interesting how a lot of these companies, organizations overlap and support each other. Denny Angel, good friend of the program.
Absolutely.
Board member, of course, Federal Ammunition. Support our troops, or excuse me, shoot our troops, receive some of that ammunition. Yep. You have a connection with Wild Wings, and all of your hunts, Federal supports you guys.
32 hunts over 12 years.
Ugh. I mean, all it's just amazing.
They donated to our silent auction here.
Yeah.
Dennis is the man in charge at the beginning.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, hey, gentlemen, we've only got a minute left here with you guys, but I just want to make sure real quick, Chuck, Hamburger Night 4th. Monday of the month out there in Hugo. What else you got coming up?
Oh, we got the youth hunt. We've got a military appreciation hunt. And we've got our 33rd Welcome Home the Troops hunt on Halloween.
And how can we find out more information about that if people want to support you?
On our Facebook page.
All right.
Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Hugo.
Hugo. Perfect. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Facebook. And then Shoot for the Troops, what do you got coming up?
We have our annual event September the 10th at Wild Wings of Oneka, which is in Hugo. It's a Thursday. We get a wild pheasant feed, thanks to Chuck's efforts as well. But come there, get a team, four-person team set up. We're looking for sponsors to help out to offset the cost of the shoot. We've got about 20 teams registered so far. We're looking to get about 15 to 20 more.
Yeah,
we've got about a month out to go. So love to have folks go to shootforthetroopsmn.com, and you can get all the donation and registration information right there online.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, perfect. Thank you guys so much, Chuck Hawes, Ed Suarez. Thanks for stopping by, saying hi on this beautiful day out here at Bunker Hill. So, Chaplain, great guest, huh?
Another great show, and so good to be connected with meaningful partners who are not just partners, they're brothers and they're friends.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, you and I, we've got 30 seconds here together, but you know what? It's great to have you co-hosting. Last time we got to co-host together, I want to say it was one of our live Memorial Day shows.
That's right, one of my last before I retired to becoming a man of leisure.
You're on OJ time.
And, that's right.
But Chaplain Usset, he stepped in. He's done a great job.
Fantastic.
Big support of our program. It's great to have him and the Chaplain
Tim's
Corps.
Tim in the Corps is doing great.
Final thoughts are yours, 10
there
seconds.
There are plenty of hurting people to go around, so if you're interested in donating or supporting the MMFF, visit our website at MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Get in touch if you want to sponsor the golf tournament next year. We'd love to partner with you.
All right, Chaplain Buddy Wynn, Colonel retired. Thanks for joining me and being my special co-host. Appreciate it. And before we close out the show today, I want to provide you a reminder that the next Food Pantry for Veterans is Tuesday, August 18th at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV of Minnesota, is hosting an Operation Full Plate food distribution event on Thursday, August 20th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center, Building 96. This is open to all veterans, current service members, and their families. No special enrollment or complex requirements are needed. Thanks for joining us this week on Minnesota Military Radio. We always welcome your feedback and your guest suggestions. Please visit MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Click Contact Us. You can also catch up on past episodes there and on your favorite podcast platform. Next week, we'll play the show that we recorded out the Minneapolis VA Medical Center for the new Women's Clinic ribbon-cutting ceremony. It took place on July 24th. I'm Doug Wortham, your host on Minnesota Military Radio. Have a productive week. Please take a moment to thank and honor those who have served and those who continue to serve and sacrifice so we can enjoy the liberty and freedom this great country has to offer.